after hours. Where the silence gets loud and the truth comes out. When the lights go down after hours. We don't hide, we don't pretend, just real talk in the dark again, yeah.
Welcome back, everyone, to After Hours, Let's Talk. I'm your host, Shorty For Real, and this is the space where we speak the thoughts that people often carry but rarely voice. Tonight, we're opening the door to a conversation many men have been waiting their whole lives to hear. Not about perfection, not about performance, but about purpose, identity, emotional health, and permission to be fully human. There's a version of strength many men were taught to become. The provider, the protector, the steady one, the one who doesn't fall apart. But what we don't talk about enough is where that man goes when he needs someone or somewhere to fall. Because behind many calm exteriors are unanswered questions. I am doing enough. Am I becoming who I'm supposed to be? Why do I feel lost even when life looks stable? So joining us tonight is someone deeply committed to guiding men toward their most and more intentional lives. Is George Harb. So, you guys grab a seat, grab something to drink, and let's dive deep into this conversation.
After hours, where the silence gets loud and the truth comes out. When the lights go down, after hours.
First, we're going to go into our What's on Your Mind tonight. And our listener wrote in, I'm struggling with being able to open up and actually release my emotions and feelings. I feel like I always have to be strong and there for everyone, but I have no one to lean on. What can I do to not feel like I'm drowning all the time? And what I can say to that is that even though that you're the strong one and we have this thought that men should be strong and have to can't show their emotions and be vulnerable, if you have someone in your life that you feel safe with and comfortable with, I would say open up. You can't constantly hold your feelings inside. You can't keep pushing them down and not letting them out. That's what's going to cause a lot of anger. It'll cause an explosion at some point to where you just fully break down. So being able to release that and open it up to people that you can trust is, I think, the first step when it comes to being able to let those things out and knowing that it's okay to express yourself. So, George, what would you say to our listener?
Yeah, I would say the exact same thing, Shorty. The first step is honesty. And as you said, you know, we've been sold, or men have been sold a lie that they need to be strong, that they can't show emotion, that their worth is defined by their job or their ability to provide. And that is... something that is really, really hurting men. And the first step is awareness and honesty and having that conversation.
Right. All right. Well, thank you for that.
After hours, where the silence gets loud and the truth comes out. When the lights go down, after hours.
We want to welcome you officially into the After Hours Lounge. We're happy to have you here. This is an important conversation that we're going to have tonight, you guys. So would you mind just letting our listeners know who you are?
Yeah, so my name is George Harb. I live in Sydney in Australia, and I am a dual elite neuroencoding specialist. What that means is I've got a specific set of skills that help people program themselves to default to their best thoughts, emotions, and behavior. And my vision is simply this: connecting and helping men who may or may not look successful on the outside, but are kind of trapped, reclaim who they really are, to rewrite their inner story and to reclaim their power. And also for everyday Australians or for people around the world, providing them with tools, strategies and processes so they could be their best selves, so they could take control of their mental well-being, so they could be happier, so they could be fitter, so they've got more energy and vitality. So that's what I do. And that kind of stems from my past. And we can talk more about it. But I was the in corporate and I was a leader for many, many years, and I was a guy that looked dependable. Everything looked intact from the outside, relationships, reputation. But inside, I was battling so much noise, so much self-doubt, and that almost broke me. And I went through a process to recode and to redefine my identity, right? And going through that experience and having this, the skills to help people do the same, you know, that fuels my mission. And that's through my one-on-one coaching, as I said, is to help men, and also through transformational events and one-day events, also providing people and Australians with tools so they could be better and so they could move further and faster in their life.
Nice. That's wonderful. So starting out with this conversation, we are talking about men and their mental health and being able to find a purpose in their life. So with that being said, I want to start with, how should men begin thinking about purpose in a healthier way?
Well, it starts with understanding what you want in life. What do you enjoy in life? And when I look at purpose, there, and people say, what is your purpose? What is, for me, it's not one purpose. You can have multiple purposes, and you can have a purpose in your relationship. You can have a purpose in your career. You can have a purpose in your health and vitality. You can have a purpose in your spiritual life. So there isn't, in my view, in my belief, it isn't just one purpose. You can have multiple purposes. And for me, when I'm working with individuals and men, it's understanding in the different areas of their life, in their financial, in their relationships, in their career, in their spiritual life, going through the areas of their life and understanding what is it, what is their purpose, and what does, you know, that look like? What does that feel like? Okay. And then getting very clear in terms of what that is, and then understanding what is stopping them from achieving that purpose. You know, what are the things that are holding them back, that are keeping them stuck? Those unresourceful thoughts, emotions, behaviors, and working with those individuals to mitigate those things. Because that's the one thing I find, we've never been showed specific processes to help mitigate those things that stop us and right. hold us back. So it's kind of giving them processes to reduce all the things that are holding them back, right? So okay. they, and coming up with a plan to help them achieve whatever they want. And it can be in any areas of their life. And that's how I define purpose.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. I mean, yeah, I know a lot of men don't have a lot of examples or people that are able to show them, you know, how to go about doing things in their daily life. And then on top of that, dealing with their mental health and keeping that in order and in a healthy manner. So I think it's very important that we have men out there that are willing to step in and be that emotional support and that physical support for those that are struggling. The stereotypical thing is that a lot of times we downplay men and we forget that they're human, you know, a lot of times, because they're supposed to be strong, they're supposed to protect, they're supposed to do everything, and they're not able to show that side. And I think bottling all of that stuff up also is a part of not being able to step into their purpose properly, because they have so much weight on their shoulders. So dealing with those things, what is kind of a step-by-step thing that you do with men that are coming to you for their mental health and just finding, just getting their life back into a healthy place?
Yeah, so there's a lot that goes into it, but I'm going to try to summarize it as simply as I can. And then off the back of that, Shorty, you can ask me any questions. Are you comfortable with that?
That's fine.
Awesome. So when I look at someone's life, in order to improve the quality of your life, okay, there are six things that you need to focus on. Okay. And I wrote those down. I'm going to go through them and just quickly talk through each one. The six areas of your life, if you improve 2% or 3% every day across these different areas, you are going to increase the quality of your life, and you are going to be happier in your life, and you are going to have more energy and vitality in your life, and you're going to be able to move further and faster in your life. Now, those six areas are: number one, the air we breathe. Number two, the water we drink. Number three, the thoughts we have. Number four, the words we say to ourselves. Number five, the foods we eat. And number six, the movements we make. So I'll just go through those quickly again if any of the listeners want to write it down. The air we breathe, the water we drink, the thoughts we have, the words we say, the food we eat, and the movements we make. If you improve in those areas every single day by 2%, you're going to have a better life and a more quality life. And if you go through them, the air we breathe is making sure every day, because most people don't breathe properly. It's making sure that a few times that you're taking some time just to recharge and do and just completing some deep breathing exercises, as many available, which are about, and it's just taking time to yourself, 5-10 minutes a day, to do some breathing, okay, every single day. The water we drink, I'm going to keep it very simple. Water is critical. The listeners can do their own research. I've done a lot of research. I've spoken to a lot of people. You need to be drinking an ample amount of water every single day. You know, I say minimum 2 liters, pure water, and making sure that you're drinking quality water every single day. Okay, that's really, really important. The next, I'm gonna jump a couple to the foods we eat. Now, I'm not going to tell people what they should and they shouldn't be eating, but nutrition is critically important. So what I would say around that, you know, I've got my specific way, my specific diet, how I eat, but I'm not going to force that onto anyone. My recommendation is to speak to nutrition or someone who knows about nutrition and making sure that you are having a nutritious diet every single day. Okay. Mm-hmm. The movements we make, very simple, exercise, okay? Taking 10 to 15 minutes to exercise every single day, some sort of physical activity, okay? Because that, what activity does, it, when you're moving your body, your muscles have, I'm just going to call them batteries for simplicity, and the more you move your body, right, those batteries store and generate electricity. So the more you move, the more energy and electricity you're going to have running through your body. And even if you don't have time and you've got a busy schedule, and I get that, 15, 20 minutes a day, even if it's just a 15-minute walk, walking is incredibly powerful. And just taking time every day to do a bit of movement is really, really important. The last two are the thoughts we have and the words we say. And I specifically left those to the very end because they are, in my view, the most critical, because I'm going to explain the mechanics of how we function very, very simply for the audience. It's think, feel, do, have. I'll repeat that again. It's think, feel, do, have. Whatever you're thinking at the moment will make you feel a certain way. Whatever you feel is going to make you do something in a certain way. Whatever you do is going to produce a result. Now, that isn't rocket science. Your thoughts will determine how you feel. If you've got crappy thoughts, if you're unresourceful, if you've had trauma, if you don't have a high opinion of yourself, all those sorts of things are going to make your heart feel that way. And if you feel that way, you're not going to perform. And if you don't perform, and if you're not performing and you're optimal, you're not going to get the results that you want. And if you're thinking positive thoughts, if you've got a strong identity, if you're happy, if you're optimistic, you are feeling good about yourself. And when you're feeling good about yourself, you're going to do the things that need to be done. You're going to perform better and you're going to get better results. And it's not only thinking those thoughts. Those thoughts are making your brain tell your body to release certain chemicals. When you're frowning, when you're angry, when you're unresourceful, when you're thinking all those unresourceful thoughts, your body is releasing cortisol, adrenaline, all those hormones and chemicals that don't make you feel good. Okay. When you're optimistic, when you're happy, when you're smiling, when you've got a strong identity, all those thoughts of positive thoughts, your brain is telling your body to release endorphins, dopamine, oxytocin, all those chemicals which are good for you. And when you're feeling good, you've got more energy rating, you've got more electricity, I call it, rating in your body because you're feeling good about yourself. And so your thoughts will determine how far you go in your life. It's as simple as that. And when I work with clients, it's understanding what are the thoughts, what are the emotions, what are the behaviors, right, that are causing people to feel stuck, that are causing people to feel unresourceful, and giving them specific tools and strategies to help mitigate those and replace them with things which are more resourceful that are going to serve them and help them improve the quality of their life. So back to your question, what can you do around your mental health? It is making sure that you are aware of your thoughts and where you are unresourceful, when you're not thinking positive, when you've got or any sort of crappy thought, all those sorts of things, those unresourceful thoughts, you need to be aware of those and you need to interrupt them and reframe them and put something else in there. And through repetition, you're going to recondition yourself.
Nice. That makes sense.
And to create a new identity. Okay. So I've tried to simplify it, but it's reducing the stories that are holding you back. And everyone's got those stories, right? It's reducing those. And there's the 10 things that stop most people. And when I go through these, the listeners will understand procrastination, hesitation, fear of failure, fear of success, self-doubt, self-loathing, imposter syndrome, stress, overwhelm, fear of rejection. They're the toxic 10. I call them the thieves of our dream. And they're the things that hold back many people from achieving their dreams, goals, and desires. And it's making sure we provide people with processes to interrupt those patterns, right? And to replace them with different words, different pictures, a new identity, and to condition that, because your thoughts are the words and pictures that you make in your mind. And that's all you're doing 24/7. Even when you're sleeping, even when you're dreaming, it's yak, 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 picture, 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 picture. And those thoughts, the words and pictures, they come from your memories. And those memories make you believe or not believe certain things. And there are three types of belief, the three main beliefs in any given moment. So that's what you're evaluating based on what you've experienced or what you've repeated in the past. And I call this your psychology. And if the viewers have a pen, I'd want them to write these down. The three beliefs. What do I believe about myself? What do I believe about other people? And what do I believe about the world around us? They're the three main beliefs. And I call that your psychology. The number one thing that will determine, the number one belief that will determine how far you go in your life, how much success you have in your life, is your opinion of yourself, how you describe yourself, your belief about what you can or you can't do, your belief of what you can have or you can't have. That is what determines how you... And my ideal outcome when I'm working with individuals is understanding all those unresourceful beliefs and emotions and crushing those and reducing them and changing the way people think through different processes. So I'm putting a new story in their mind through different processes, and it's changing the words and pictures that they're making in their mind. And once you do that, that's when life changes, because when you're thinking differently, you're going to feel it. And when you feel it, you're going to perform better. And when you perform better, you're going to get better results, because you will, no matter what it takes, you will do the things needed to get what you want, because you've got a strong story. You've got a strong identity, right? And then when it goes through, you know, that purpose and all of those sorts of things, is coming up with specific goals and What are your goals, right? What is your vision? Creating, mapping that out. But equally as important is to feel it and to embed that through your nervous system, through specific processes where you're feeling aware. It becomes your story. It becomes your belief because you've done it through repetition. You start to believe it and your brain is extremely smart. Whatever you imagine in your brain, whatever's real in your brain will do whatever it takes to get you there. And that's what I do. It's changing how people think and changing the words and pictures that they are making about themselves. Because when you do that, as I said, the game changes. I hope that kind of made sense.
After hours, where the silence gets loud and the truth comes out, when the lights go down, after hours.
Like, that's all good information because, you know, a lot of times we are our biggest critics and we are our biggest downfall. You know, we put ourselves down a lot. So being able to rewrite the narrative and replacing those negative thoughts with healthy and positive ones does ultimately change the way that you think about yourself and how you move to get things that you want done and the things that you want in your life. So you guys, if you're listening out there, I hope you guys wrote down all of these things because they're really good things to have in your back pocket because we have to stop putting ourselves down, especially our men. You guys have to stop putting yourself down. You are worth it. You know, you're amazing. So being able to rewrite yourself, like you said, and have that belief system in you so that it exudes out of you is very important. And it does change a lot mentally as well. You know, it puts you in a better mental space as well when you're feeling better about yourself and not worried. A lot of times we're too worried about what everyone else thinks about us as well. So, you know, being able to have you on your in your corner first is the key. I didn't Absolutely. Really have much. Like you answered a lot of questions and you gave a lot of information. So I'm really happy that you broke it down in that manner. And you guys will have George's link as well in the episode notes for you guys to reach out if you want to learn more or need more help in certain areas or you need coaching in that aspect as well.
After hours, where the silence gets loud and the truth comes out, when the lights go down, after hours.
We are going to go into our quote of the night. Our quote states, "A man's purpose is not proven by how much he can carry, but by his willingness to grow beyond what he was taught to hide." So you guys take that in, and I'm going to read it one more time, just a little slower so you can grasp that. A man's purpose is not proven by how much he can carry, but by his willingness to grow beyond what he was taught to hide. So you are not what your past is. You're not your trauma. You're not your upbringing. You are who you make yourself to be. So if you want to be an extraordinary person, then it's up to you to push through that. Your past doesn't define who you are. What you're going through now doesn't define who you are. You write your own story and you define who you are no matter what is going on in life. So take that with you. Would you like to add to that, George?
Shorty, I couldn't have said it better myself. You know, you're spot on. You know, what's happened in the past has happened in the past. It is likely happened in the past. And, you know, I've been through the same challenges and I feel for people and it has happened, but that's in the past, okay? It's now about rewriting that story, rewiring your beliefs and changing that story. And that is, and at times it may feel hard or like you may think it's hard, but it's not. It's a process and the specific process, neuroscientists, to help you do that. So your past is your past. And there's a saying, it's never too late to have a happy childhood. You can't change what happened in the past, but you can change how you feel about it. And then that will change the trajectory of your life.
Absolutely.
If you're in your story, it is what it is. What's in the past has happened. You can now change your story, and that will change the trajectory of your life. And there's nothing more to add. I think you were spot on, Shorty.
So, thank you. All right, you guys. So tonight wasn't just a conversation for men. It was a reminder that behind strength should also be support. Behind leadership should also be self-understanding. And behind every man who shows up for others, there must be space where he is allowed to simply be human. So if you're listening tonight, let this be the moment you stop measuring your worth by how silently you struggle. You don't have to figure everything out overnight. Just take one honest step towards yourself and trust that clarity meets the men who are brave enough to look inward. So we want to thank George tonight for joining us and guiding us through a conversation that many needed and a few who knew how to start. And you guys, take a deep breath, breathe, relax, and know that you are perfect and you are worthy and you are accepted. And until next time, you guys, remember the night it always has something to say, and we'll see you guys soon.
After hours, where the silence gets loud and the truth comes out, when the lights go down. After hours, we don't hide, we don't pretend, just real talk in the dark again, yeah. Let's talk. After hours, let's talk. Because the night always has something to say.